There's more winter coming, and we all know the bite that puts on our fuel bills. I'm Stephen Lay, Public Information Officer for the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. We can lessen that bite. Through conservation and planning, we can remain comfortable and still hold the cost down while living in Fairbanks during the winter, according to Rich Seifert, an energy specialist with the Institute of Water Resources Engineering Experiment Station and the Cooperative Extension Service. However, it does take some planning.
Energy conservation is learning how to use materials so that you don't need to consume purchased energy. If you use a building and the properties of materials to cut down on heat loss and cut down on air leakage, and those things would cost you money in buying energy.
Since each home is different, it's difficult to make a blanket estimate as to the actual savings, but the savings can be considerable.
All you have to do is look around the Fairbanks community and ask the question, what's the average house? We do assign a generic house in our descriptions, and we say, well, it's about 1,150 square feet daylight basement, uses about 170 million BTUs a year. That's about 1,750 gallons of fuel oil a year. How much better than that can you do without creating an unhelpful situation or having it cost too much? Probably you can easily cut that in half with an efficient, effective building, still using 800 gallons of fuel, which is a pretty substantial amount nonetheless. But it's very easy to justify that. And consequently, fuel being about $1 a gallon, $1.15 a gallon or so, you can cut $800 to $1,000 off your fuel bill a year. There are meticulous things you can do, sealing your building, making sure you put in the best furnace you can. There are differences in furnace efficiencies of 10 to 15%, depending on which ones you buy. That can mean a great deal in the long run.
University researchers are studying many ways to improve energy conservation in the state. They're drawing heavily on work from other researchers in other parts of the country, as well as here, to apply to the North.
Most of it has been just reviewing research that's been done elsewhere and applying it or doing calculations, knowing what heat loss coefficients are for the different building materials. We can pretty much calculate. We have computer programs that can model an entire building and give us an itemized wall-by-wall, window-by-window heat loss. And so we look at it from the total building point of view, and then we can easily see where the problem areas are by the magnitude of the heat loss from each of those building elements.
Sometimes you can even save money by just doing nothing.
One of the things that we've uncovered recently comes from research that the State of Alaska's Department of Transportation Public Facilities Research Section did. They're located on campus. And they investigated the potential for improving furnace efficiency of oil furnaces, which is the most common source of heat in the Fairbanks area. They found out some pretty amazing things. They found out, first of all, that most oil furnaces are fairly efficient, and secondly, that they don't always need a seasonal tune-up. Every autumn, it's sort of a tradition for a lot of folks to simply get an autumn tune-up, regardless of whether you need one or not, and there was no real way for anybody to determine whether, in fact, they needed one. Their research showed that if you got a tune-up and you kept good track of the results of that tune-up, especially the net stack temperature when the system was tuned properly, and other factors which are prescribed in good maintenance procedure for oil furnaces. If you simply bought a thermometer, and watched the stack temperature over a period of time, if it maintained a stable condition, didn't change more than 80 to 100 degrees, you probably were fairly safe in assuming that your burner was working right, and that could save you an autumn tune-up. Just saving one autumn tune-up would pay for the cost of a thermometer, which would enable you to measure these temperatures, which, by the way, are in the range of 500 to 600 degrees.
While it is a little late to undertake major energy conservation projects now, there are some things that can be done now to prepare for the rest of the winter.
I just look at the building from a fairly broad point of view. And one of the things that really pops into my mind first is how bad windows are from an insulating point of view and from a heat loss point of view. Windows are virtually holes in the wall. They have, if you have a standard 2x6 stud wall and double glazed windows, the windows are losing heat, losing 10 times as much heat per square foot of surface area as the corresponding wall is. So it only takes about 1/10 the area in windows to lose an equivalent amount of heat as 9 times as much wall. So if only 1/10 of the wall area of your building is windows, they lose as much heat as the entire wall area does. They're very, very critical from heat loss point of view, and if you sit next to one when it's extremely cold out, you'll certainly have that impression. So I say they also contribute majorly to condensation problems. So if you can do anything to insulate the windows better, it's often a very good idea.
If you want to reduce energy loss through those glass holes in the wall, it can be done. However, it's important to do it right, or you could damage your home.
Maximize the number of panes. If you can put in an extra pane, by that I don't mean necessarily glass. Any clear plastic will work. Depending on the aesthetic that may be required by you, that may or may not be a useful solution. Although I don't have any real common solution from the point of view of a shutter, putting some sort of an insulated shutter and sealing it well on the outside, preferably, is a real good idea. You can increase the insulating value of a window 2 or 3 fold easily by putting a good shutter on with some styrofoam in it or something of that nature. The putting of a shutter on the inside is a really bad idea unless you can seal it somehow from moisture penetration around the window, because if you put it on the inside, you tend to make the surface of the existing window colder. And if you don't seal it from moisture gets in there, you can freeze the shutter in place and increase the moisture condensation and rot your window sills and do all kinds of nasty things that I really think you can avoid by not doing that.
Richard Zeichert has a joint appointment as an assistant professor and energy specialist with the University of Alaska Institute of Water Resources Engineering Experiment Station and the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension Service. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lay. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with UAC FM.